Return to Eden by Ron Love's Domestic Discipline. A single beam of light penetrated the cold, thick glass of her hospital window. As it stretched toward the floor, it broke into all the colors of the rainbow. Each snowflake coming down outside was so big you could almost count the points on it. Each flake floated like a puff of cotton, moving slowly toward the ground, only to disappear the moment it touched the warm earth. The quiet in her room was deafening. The only thing you could hear was the clicking noise of the machine that was helping her breathe. She did not move, offer a smile, or even a coy glance. Time had all but stopped for her. Yet, deep within inside her was a young, vibrant woman who was traveling back in time. She so longed to hear his voice just once more. If only he would walk into her room and speak just one word, it would give her the strength to reach back into her soul one last time. Then she heard his voice. She wanted to cry, to let him know she was still there. He pulled his chair close to her bedside, clasped his hand tightly around hers, and lay his head so he could speak into her ear. His words were ever so gentle. He told her how much he loved her and how much she meant to him. He told her of the gift he had in his pocket to celebrate their 50th anniversary. It was a gold pendant in the shape of a tree. He had it specially crafted to look like a tree they both had planted on their wedding day, so very many years ago. What they planted as a twig was now a massive oak tree, a tree that had endured all the storms of life, a tree that represented all the days of their life. He smiled as he reminded her that both of their children were conceived under that old oak tree. He asked her if she remembered those nights under the stars, the checkered quilt, and that old transistor radio cutting in and out as the wind blew through the leaves. He told her that his love for her had never changed through the many hardships they had endured together, the times when money was desperately needed, the times Mother Nature, in her rage, had taken what they most prized. He told her how he longed to go back and hold her in his arms and kiss her soft lips. He told her how he longed for her embrace and would give anything to feel her warmth next to him one more time as he slept. Then he lowered his voice to just an audible whisper. He spoke to her of the first time she had disobeyed him. He remembered how desperate she was to make amends. In his haste, he did not know what to do. As he sat pensively at the kitchen table, she left the house for a short time to come back in with a branch from their oak tree. She slowly walked over and handed it to him, disappearing into the bathroom. He took out his pocket knife and carefully trimmed all the leaves and nodules from the branch. He was carving the last of the leaves' remnants when she came out of the bathroom wearing only a t-shirt and panties. She looked directly into his eyes, then walked down the hall toward the bedroom. He followed closely behind her, both entering, one, then the other. She did not speak but two words, "I'm sorry." With that, she pulled her panties all the way down to the floor and bent over the bed. He turned and shut the door. They made love that night with a passion that could not be redeemed. He tenderly spoke of the many trips she made to that old oak tree. What he now needed to tell her was how those many trips had made the difference in his life. He told her how she made him feel like a man. He told her how she made him strong with her submission. He told her how her trust in him made him feel needed, loved, and wanted. He told her how her faith in him gave him the courage to go the distance. As he clasped her hand ever so tighter, he saw one single tear streaming down her face. He smiled, then cried. She had returned to Eden and the Tree of Life.